Frequency, Chapter 1, A Voice in the Night. The nightclub was alive with swaying bodies and flashing lights. The familiar thump 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 of the latest Sapphire Shores techno remix filled the air, and kept the crowd going in an endless display of bouncing and grinding. Vinyl watched the scene from her place behind the DJ's turntable, headphones pressed tight to her ears and a smile plastered on her face. None of the ponies there paid much attention to her, but she didn't mind. The music pumped into her brain like life-giving blood to a heart. It gave her the mental fuel necessary to focus on what her next mix might be. Sadly, that mix wasn't to come, at least not tonight. She felt something tap on her shoulder. She turned to find her replacement, Bouncing Beat, standing next to her with a grin. A glance at the turntable's shining display revealed it was closing in on two. With a sigh, she pulled off the headphones.
"Sorry, Vinyl!"
Bouncing shouted into her ear.
"But even you can't keep it up forever! That won't stop me from trying!"
She offered him the headphones.
"I got them nice and riled up for ya, so don't blow it with the Brightmare crap, okay?" Yeah, learn my lesson."
He waved her off and took her place at the turntable.
54's offering free drinks to the staff tonight. Something about finally settling with his ex and wanting to celebrate. Good to know."
Vinyl patted him on the shoulder and made her way to the bar. She waved for the barkeep, Velvet Light.
"So, what's this I hear about free drinks?"
Velvet grinned.
"You heard right. One night only. 54's so glad to get his witch out of his mane that he's opened up the top." "Sweet!"
Vinyl tapped the table.
"Give me a monkey buck. Dash of vodka? Of course!"
While Velvet was off making the drink, Vinyl turned about to scan the scene. The entire club was as active as ever. It was a source of pride that her mixes could get this club hopping almost every time. Yet as she turned back for the bar, she noticed that she hadn't managed to get every pony on the dance floor. Sitting a few stools away was a lone Pegasus, orange with a blue mane. He was slumped over the bar and nursing a bottle of high-proof booze like it was the only thing he had left in the world. He had to be really down to not be bouncing to her beats.
"Monkey buck shot of vodka. Hey, Velvet?"
Vinyl turned and tilted her head towards the stranger.
"What's his story?" "You got me."
Velvet shrugged as she leaned against the counter.
"He's been sitting there for the past 3 hours. Won't hardly say anything. It's too bad. He's real cute." "Of course you'd notice that."
Vinyl took a swig at the drink and let out a whoop.
"Oh yeah, that's the good stuff. Why don't you try talking to him?"
Vinyl blinked.
"What, me? What am I supposed to talk to him about?"
Velvet rolled her eyes.
"How about asking him why he's not grooving to your beats?" "Well, that is a legitimate question."
Vinyl admitted with a smirk. She took another gulp from her glass.
"Make me another. Only if you talk to him."
Vinyl felt her jaw drop.
"Are you serious? Why the heck do you want me to talk to the guy? You're the barkeep. Isn't that in your job description or something?" "Maybe, but this one's not talking. Not to me, at least. Look, he's stinking up my bar. My sales are down." "So? What am I supposed to do about that?" "Cheer him up."
Vinyl pointed a hoof at a random speaker.
"If the dubstep doesn't improve his mood, nothing I say will manage it."
Velvet grabbed her empty glass.
"You want a refill or not?"
A scowl fell upon Vinyl's lips.
"You're a slave driver, you know that?"
At Velvet's smirk, she threw up her hooves.
"Fine, but it's not gonna help."
Vinyl turned to the stallion, but couldn't bring herself to approach. Instead, she observed him. He stared down at his half-empty bottle as though the secrets of the universe might be trapped inside. Now that she really observed him, he didn't look so much sad as he did bitter. His lips were set in a grimace, and his shoulders, though low, held clear tension. He appeared about ready to snap, and a look in his muscles made it clear she wouldn't want him doing so in her direction. A cough caught her attention. She looked to find Velvet waving an empty glass at her. Vinyl was tempted to wipe that smug smile off of her face, but she turned her eyes back to the stallion.
"Might as well get it over with."
She slipped onto the stool next to him, which earned her no reaction at all. Vinyl tapped the counter and leaned towards him. but he only stared at his bottle with more force. His intent wouldn't have been more obvious if he'd stapled a "Talk to me at your own risk" sign to his forehead. Vinyl considered him with a pout, then glanced towards Velvet. The pony gestured encouragingly. With no other ideas, Vinyl blurted the first thing that came to mind.
"You're not dancing."
The stallion grumbled and turned his head away.
"I'm not looking either."
"Looking at what?"
"You, for one."
She straightened, her entire body going tense.
"What makes you think I'm looking?"
He took a long swig from his bottle.
"Why else would you be talking to me?"
Vinyl leaned an elbow against the counter to get a better look at his face, but he wouldn't meet her eyes.
"Maybe I saw Stallion down on his luck, and I thought I could cheer him up."
He gave a derogatory sniff and leaned his cheek on his hoof.
"Only if you know how to change a mare's heart."
"Oh."
Vinyl patted him on the back with a smile.
"Dumped or rejected?"
"What do you care?"
"Just a concerned citizen."
She tapped the counter and gestured to Velvet, who rolled her eyes and started making a drink.
"You can always just ignore me as I spout advice, which would probably be a good idea since I absolutely know nothing about relationships."
He eyed her, the corners of his lips twitching.
"Is that supposed to cheer me up?"
"Meh."
She shrugged and snatched her drink as it slid across the counter.
"You can either let me chew your ear off, or you can quit the tough guy routine and let it out. It's good to talk about things, you know."
She took a sip of her drink and shot Velvet an approving smile. The stallion said nothing. Vinyl raised an eyebrow and set the glass down between them with a thunk. She repositioned so that she could lean close to him, narrowing her eyes with a smirk. He caught her eye and flinched.
"You're not gonna take no for an answer, are you?"
Her smile became a grin.
"Now you're getting it. Start talking."
She glanced back at his cutie mark.
But.
He scowled.
"It's flash sentry."
"Whatever."
She took a quick sip of her drink.
"You gonna talk, or will I have to?"
He sighed and stared at his bottle once more.
"There's nothing to talk about. I was an idiot."
"Okay, you're an idiot. Go on."
He shot her a one-eyed glare before rubbing a hoof through his mane.
I realize now I may have the wrong career."
"Uh-huh."
Vinyl waved a hoof in a circle.
"And what does that have to do with the mare of your dreams?"
He let out another sigh and glanced away.
"I'm a guard."
There was a pause, and he glanced at her expectantly.
"As in, royal guard. For the princesses."
"Ooh, aren't we going places?"
She said with a shrug. He scowled.
"If you don't care, why'd you ask to know?"
"Don't start that."
She patted him on the shoulder.
"Come on, what's so bad about serving the princesses? There are plenty of stallions just dreaming to be where you're at right now."
"They shouldn't."
He sipped from his bottle.
"They have no idea what it's like."
"What, are they real demanding or something?"
"Not at all, they're very reasonable. It's just..."
Flash chewed his lip, his cheeks flushing.
"I'm, well, you know, young. And, hot-blooded. And it's my job to stand guard, often in close proximity to a bunch of mares who are forever young and very easy on the eyes."
Vinyl's head whipped towards him, her eyebrows rising.
"Wait, you mean you're crushing on one of the princesses?"
He flinched and took another swig of his drink.
"Oh, wow! Now that's a problem. Which one?"
Cheeks burning, Flash seemed to shrink around his bottle. His wide eyes remained locked on the glass and his wings shivered as though he could barely control them. Seeing he wasn't gonna answer, Vinyl rubbed her chin and considered the possibilities.
"Well, can't be Cadence, cause she's married. Celestia doesn't seem like the type to be accepting suitors. Though I suppose she could just be very hush-hush about that kind of thing. Luna... heck, I have no idea what her type would be. Or even if she has one. She strikes me more of the kind of mare who would send suitors to the moon for wasting her time."
She observed Flash through peering eyes as he wilted a little more with each name. By now, he was shifting uncontrollably and looking at anything but her. She gained a wry, confident smile.
It's Twilight, isn't it?
He closed his eyes and ground his teeth.
Bingo!
Man, this thing was made in 2014. I actually forgot that Flash Sentry existed in 2013, 2014, whenever it was. But it's got an interesting start. Anyways, let's get on to our interesting donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Subaru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkseid, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin, Roland, Stu Hex, Sword Brother, Marjorie, Omicron, Larry, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Ride Soul, Badass Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat, GJF, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.